Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about an abusive father. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, don't think that I always take a dump on women only. Yes, it's also guys that are pieces of crap too. Yes, hence this guy, why he's making out with a cockroach. I'll bury those cockroaches, right? Yes, on this channel there's equal rights and equal lefts. So here we go. Yes, this dude is a world-class turd. He's the biggest piece of shit that ever existed. And that's just my opinion. But I'll leave the opinion up to you. Let's bring him up. Yes, this abomination came from the sun. It's not good. Nope, not at all. And it says warning. Yes, this is a warning. A trigger warning, because this pissed me off. It says, most evil, I concur. Horror as beast dad admits a rapping weak old baby daughter to death after wife left house to get nappies. Oh, what a piece of shit this guy is. The inhumane brute said he wanted to give her something to cry about. What the fuck? This is a little girl, just 1 week old, and you wanted to give her something to cry about? Wow, wowie, wow, wow, this guy is a piece of shit. Really? Wow. Yeah, this guy is just a piece of shit. May God have mercy on his soul, this fool. A depraved father has admitted of abusing to death his weak old baby daughter when her mother left the house. Hugo Ferreria, 37, subjected his newborn to the unthinkable torture in June of 2023 at their home in South Africa. Oh, this is not good. This guy is a turd. Very, very turd. It's just disgusting when you have all these people but abusing kids. What the hell's wrong with these fools? Oh, man. Well, yeah, this guy says Ferreira has reportedly threatened to kill his ex-wife if he is not in jail. Nice, nice, very nice. The baby's mother, Maureen Brand, had left the pair alone to sell clothes in order to buy nappies. Yes, because this guy's a piece of shit. He can't handle his business. He can't get a job or do anything right. He'd rather be a piece of shit and just take people's lives. What a scumbag. On her return, Maureen found the baby fatally injured, having endured physical and S abuse. Yeah, poor little girl. This guy buggered her and this guy just, what a scumbag. What can I say? Hopefully this guy gets his ass smashed, but you know, life is not like that. Sometimes monsters do get away. That's how it is. The baby was taken to a hospital where she tragically died the following day from head injuries. What the fuck? Oh. Man, that's just a monster right there. That's monster status. What a ghoul. You do that to your own flesh and blood. Wow. You just tear her up into pieces. That's nasty. Anyways, sickeningly, Ferreria explained he had wanted to give the infant something to cry about. Wow. Fuck this guy. The rapist was unhappy at being left alone with the baby, he said in his plea. What a fucking weak ass plea. He has ordered Maureen to return within 5 minutes to breastfeed the infant and became angry when she didn't. What a fucking retard. She went out to get money so she could feed the baby. She's doing something that you should be taking care of. What a weak ass fool this guy is. The girl then began crying, which enraged him further, he said. Oh, he was already mad because his chick hasn't showed up and now he's even more angry because the little girl's crying. What a fucking Down syndrome this guy has. What the hell? In a callous account of his heinous crime, Ferreria said, I grabbed the baby hard at the back of her neck and hit her repeatedly. Oh, that explains the head trauma. Wow, this guy's a scumbag. Remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. Ugh. Anywho, in the process, I pushed her head against the surface on which I was working. I accept that it was a cruel and gruesome attack, especially on such a young baby. The action was clearly illegal, and I didn't with intent. Ha, at least you admit this stuff, man. At least you had that much forethought. Ferreira then made the unfathomable claim that he further assaulted the baby sexually because he had decided to give her something to cry about. Oh, and you're this kid's father? Jeez, imagine if you were some stranger. The monster said he hid the gravely injured baby from her mother when she returned because she would see that something was wrong. Well, no shit, Sherlock. He admitted that he knew his daughter was seriously injured, but did not seek help. Yes, because this guy was fucked in the brain. He further admitted to continuing his barbaric crime despite knowing it was wrong and that the baby could die, and did, because of this fool's negligence and atrocities. The beast noted he was under the influence of methamphetamine at the time, but not influenced by the drug to the point of being unaccountable of his actions. Yes, that is true. Because a lot of sex offenders on meth, they do some crazy things. I heard of a case in New Mexico where I lived. This guy, that he got high on meth with his wife or girlfriend at the time, and they were so spun out, they didn't know who did what, and one of them stuck the baby, their baby, in the microwave and turned it on. So yes, they don't know who's the one that did that one. And I don't know what the outcome of that thing went, but that's fucked up, just like this. The wicked crime was committed while Ferreira and Maureen were staying in a back room at one of the railway houses at the entrance to Waverland, West Johannesburg. What the hell is a railway house? I'm assuming it's like a halfway house. Let me look it up. Yeah, it doesn't really say what a railway house is. It says it's a railway house for railway staff. I'm assuming it's a halfway house for these people. Or some kind of living like that, because these guys are like transients. At least that's what it sounds to me. But who knows? Yeah, according to this article, Ferreira is supposed to be sentenced next week. The week after this publication, of course. Yeah, don't think because I only say shit about women that I won't talk shit about men. Yeah, there's a lot of weak-ass men, a lot of pieces of shit out there that they don't deserve to... well, whatever. But yeah, you see how this guy is? It's not a good human being. But, you know, what do I know, right? I'm just an idiot. Yeah, Bruce Lee once said, you could learn anything from anybody, even how not to act. And this guy is showing you definitely a way not to act. Right? Well, anyways, you be the best person you can, because obviously there's some dudes out there that can't. So you show these guys what's what and who's who. So you do your business and you kick ass and fuck all these losers. Goodbye, farewell, and have a great night. Bye-bye.